Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's Tuesday,
and at my job, that is our biggest day.
Oh, really?
That's a little weird.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a radio personality.
I can wake you up.
I'll keep you company.
I love listening to you guys. I wake up with you every morning.
I want to make you laugh.
Really?
Listen, I can't make you laugh right now.
You give me so many laughs on the way to work.
Just give me a few hours.
And you know what you'll be saying.
That's funny. That's very funny. Very funny.
All right, let's see what you've got. Now we begin.
Yep, let's kick it off. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. It is show number 1949. It is 6:06, Carla, Tuesday morning.
It is, and it's garbage day for me and my little
really?
Hood. Yes, it is, Mike. Yes, I was that person this morning. I left and headed to work, and then I forgot to put it out.
Had to turn around. I'm still trying to get down the rules. If you have extra stuff.
Yes, there's the bulk trash day. I don't know when that is either.
That's like the big mystery.
Yeah. I know. When is the bulk day? I don't when is bulk.
And then the following day that you put all that stuff out that you think it is?
Yes, I know. It's
clearly
like,
it's not. It wasn't yesterday.
My couch is still out there from yesterday. I can't. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, my. Could you figure that stuff out.
Could you come help me move it back inside, though? Yes, I know.
Or on the porch.
Oh, I have those neighbors. I know. It's like that is a whole entertainment center. I don't know if they're actually going to take that on bulk day. Jeez.
You gotta break it down.
Yes, you do. I got in trouble for that. The cardboard police, they didn't take my cardboard.
Same for me.
Yeah.
Same for me.
Oh.
In fact, I saw the guy. They came around and I said, you didn't take this.
Yeah.
Last time. You got to cut it up.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I go, what?
All right.
You have to cut it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to cut it. Yeah, I had to get the box cutter out, replace the blades. I'm cutting all this stuff down. Jeez. Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. It's all right.
We bear, Carla.
I know, Mike. Exactly.
Every
day. I did my due diligence, and they finally took my cardboard. But,
well, thank God. Mine's on Friday, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So and then far away.
And when they I know. Wow. Wow. And then when they changed them, I still haven't been the same since they changed the days. And
All right. Well, today it's going to be sunshine. Nice today, Carla. High of only 109.
Ugh. What are we doing? I know.
Well, it's summer. It's August. It happens every year.
I know, but it's supposed to be cooling off a little
now. But it's 2020
it's just
summer.
Not.
Yeah, well, hopefully soon. Sunshine tomorrow. High 108.
Exactly.
It's 84 outside right now. Let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Listen to us.
Right?
Everything's annoying and then you die. That's what it is, kids, right there. Listen, a street outside the Staples Center has been renamed Kobe Bryant Boulevard. Sunday would have been his 42nd birthday. Yesterday was 8/24, which they will now recognize as Kobe Bryant Day in L.A. because those are the two numbers, of course, that he wore for the Lakers. That is just still sad, and it's hard to believe that happened this year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Amy Poehler making a documentary about the personal and professional relationship of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And if you know anything, I've read a bunch of books on them. I was very interested in them. Really an amazing story. He was brilliant.
Right.
Brilliant when it came to doing TV then, which was the late 50s.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely brilliant.
And I know she was too.
She was comedically, she was amazing, but he was the brains behind the TV.
And I understand that production and TV shows. If you look the list of TV shows he produced, it was amazing at that time.
Yeah.
I just never got her.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some people, I think that person's funny. And then you talk to somebody else and they go, I just didn't get Lucille Ball.
A lot of people didn't. She was just a comedic actress of that time, very much so. Like I say, late 50s.
And she was huge and she was a comedic genius.
Oh, she was. Yeah, definitely. But he was the brains behind that whole operation. Ellen is going to address, her fans. She's going to do that before they come back, from hiatus. She says she no longer wants employees to be afraid either. And, you know, she said if they are, then they're fired. You're fired. Get out of here. No, I'm making that part up.
She wouldn't say that.
But she would like to move on, and I hope that she can. I hope she can.
Right.
You know, I hope this isn't as bad.
You know what? Maybe she was going through a tough patch.
And maybe so. Well, who is it right now? That's exactly it. But that's what I mean, you know.
We don't know.
Yes, no, you don't know.
What's
so
the over and under after, when she addresses it immediately after that? She's like, you're going to get a $500 gift card from something, and
well,
you're going to get this.
Only for her employees, yeah. Not for us.
Not for
you
him.
Didn't know.
Come on, Morty.
For everybody else. Jeez. At this point, she could safely just retire be fine, you know, and produce all the other things that she's still producing, the game show thing and all of that. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder. An equal housing opportunity builder.
It's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day today, Carla.
Yes, it is.
Now,
yes, it is.
Which means we're talking about hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
You being the only girl in your family.
I got lucky. I didn't get clothes from my brothers.
Not
know?
At all.
No. And gosh, when I was like 4-5 years old, thought their Nehru jackets were really cool, but no, I did not get
it. Didn't even get those.
No.
And Morty, being an only child, maybe family members would pass clothes down from their kids and say, little Morty should have this.
I know. Oh, little Morty can have, exactly. No. I don't know if any of us actually understand that whole thing. I know there are people out there who that was a big thing.
Now, my daughter, Kelly, has already sent a box of clothes from our grandson, Ethan, who's 8.
Right.
To my daughter, Nicole, and her son, she just had a boy.
That's just normal.
Yeah.
See, that's just normal with the newborn. That's a good thing. You know, it saves you a lot of money. They grow out of them in a minute.
Right.
So that's really smart. But
The only thing I got from my brother, which would be the ideal situation, you would think, talking about hand-me-downs.
Yeah, yeah.
When he came back from Vietnam, I think he gave me, because it was cool to wear.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. It was the army jacket.
Yeah, right, right.
So I wore that.
You guys had the same last name, too, so
I'll be honest, I don't even think he gave it to me. I just took it.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm sure there are a lot of kids out there, a lot of people out there who got those hand-me-downs and didn't want them. And there may be something that sticks out.
Yeah, maybe like a cool outfit or...
Yeah, sort of not so cool outfit.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
Listen, I didn't like when he or she was wearing it. Why are you making me wear it?
Stripes with plaid. I don't want to... Why am I doing this? Polka dot with stripes. I don't want this.
Anybody up this morning listening, do you have that hand-me-down nightmare?
Oh, God.
Or, like you said, on the flip side...
Yeah, maybe there's something you liked. Maybe there's something you love.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. Text or call. Talking about National Secondhand Wardrobe Day today, where if you were in a family where you had siblings that would hand stuff down to you.
Yes.
You know, maybe there were cool clothes.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, this is off. Finally, I get this. Or those nightmares. Don's on the phone. Don, what about you?
My older brother is 4 years older than me, and he always outweighed me by at least 80 pounds. I'd get all his hand-me-downs, and all the way through high school, I had to wear all his hand-me-downs, and my brother was a big kid. So I was wearing baggies before it was trendy back in the 80s.
You were sagging before people were sagging.
The people got nothing on me because I was doing that stuff because I had no taste.
Because, my brother's husky.
And then my belts were from my older brother, so I had to poke holes with a fork in the belt.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's,
see, that's
hilarious.
Where you always look like you're losing weight.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I was like 11, you know.
And you don't want to.
We were poor, but we didn't know it.
Oh, wow. Okay,
thanks so much for the call. That was great.
Yeah, you guys have a good one. Take care.
I remember poking holes in a belt with a fork or a scissor.
Yes,
with
your
scissors or something like
so
that.
Yeah, so you can make it. Yes. Karen, this is the other side. She said, in the 70s, my grandma worked for our family doctor, and she'd bring home a lot of hand-me-downs from the doctor's kids, which were really cool.
Yeah.
And but I'd always get the leftovers because I was younger. I really wanted the Levi jacket so bad. But that sister that was older than me got it. Took me a minute to get over that one.
Marsha, yes. Marsha.
Linda said, I never got hand-me-downs as a child since the older sister and a twin. I couldn't get them. Yeah. I had an older sister and a twin. I was always the last one. I don't like that.
Wah, wah, I know.
And poor Jackie, I'm the third of four girls, and all the ugly girly clothes were all tattered by the time I got them.
We're out of style.
Yes, I know. Little Nellie Olson here. Gee.
Oh. Talking about it being National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. In other words, hand-me-downs.
Yes.
We're talking about hand-me-downs.
Yep, hand-me-down day.
Ryan, what's up?
Well, can I do a hand-me-up?
Sure.
Why not?
My mom went and bought us winter coats, and of course, they were kind of poor. I grew up poor, and so she bought us large coats so we could grow into them. My younger brother was in the third grade, and the coat's arms were so long, he looked like an octopus chasing the kids around in the playground. And I remember I got to college, and I opened up the closet door with my mom and dad, so I'm like, hey, this is a nice coat. I put it on. It was a coat from my brother from the third grade, and it fit me.
Oh, my God!
I looked at my mom, and I go, you're right, Mom. It would fit us. You're right. We did grow into it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you had those parents, too.
Don't you start with me. We were born.
Oh, that would buy clothes for like 2 years later.
Because kids grow out of things so fast. Right. You want to try to, you know, stop it in some way.
You can wear it now, but you'll be able to wear it for 5 years.
Yeah.
There were three of us. We all wore the same underwear.
Man. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's...
Sometimes we're too sloppy and big, and you wonder, hey, who did this? You know, what was this? You know, and yeah.
Yeah, I don't hear a lot of girls calling, saying how they, you know, bras and dresses.
You opened up a whole new subject there, boy.
I can't help it.
Brian, thanks a lot for the call.
We're in college.
Right.
Jeez. Jennifer texted, and she said, you guys are talking about hand-me-downs. My mom is a hand-me-down nut. She's a thrift store junkie. She insists on buying everything from a thrift store. I had to have a talk with her recently about what's safe and what's not for a baby from a thrift store. Ew.
She's trying to, you know, get it done.
Look what I found.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
Oh, too funny. We all went through it, I think. We all went through it. Except for Morty. Poor Morty.
I know.
I have a couple of hand-me-downs I'll bring in tomorrow. It's Skinnered.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So from last hour, talking about the secondhand wardrobe day, today, which, by the way, is just a fancy name for hand-me-downs.
Hand-me-down.
We finally found a young lady strong enough, brave enough to call in this morning. It was all these guys calling in.
I know. I was surprised.
Cheryl, what's your story?
If you've ever seen from the 80s when your parents would put girls in those beauty pageants,
ew.
My cousin was in those, and so I got this baby blue dress with this white lace around the bottom, around the shoulder.
What?
Around the midsection.
Honey boo boo.
And these ugly lacy white gloves that went with it. And my mom dressed me like that for Easter when I was 6 years old.
Aww.
I looked like an Easter egg.
Well, sure. Oh my God, that's that whole honey boo boo look. Oh.
This is for a special occasion.
Yes, that's right. We'll save it. We're going to save it for a holiday.
You know, on the flip side, I was telling you off the air, the mother of my two girls, their mother, was a nurse and worked for a doctor, and his wife would give her clothes for our kids.
Yeah.
And they were nice clothes.
Right.
I mean, they were like brand name.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we'd go out, of course, we weren't making a lot of money back then. It was just, we looked like crap, and our kids were like styling.
Well, yeah.
And everybody would say, oh my God.
Yeah.
How can you afford all those? Well, it's the kids. You do it for the kids.
We've sacrificed for our kids.
Yes. I just need boxer shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's all I need. I share those with my brother.
That's all. But, oh, we all have our stories. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High 109, 108 the high tomorrow. Not too hazy or smoky out there this morning.
No,
so
it's not. No,
shouldn't be too bad.
Past that, that's for sure.
84 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, apparently the pandemic has led to a major plastic surgery boom. They say that, you know, there people are going now because they can heal. There's really no place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that much, so you can stay home and heal now. Nobody will say, where you been? You know, it's like, well, But afterwards, you sure look good.
Wow.
Man, you look good.
This pandemic worked out for you.
Well, you know, I just took care of myself. I was working out and just, you
eating
know.
Healthy.
Yeah, it worked out well for me. Sure, yes.
Except for the woman we talked about, what, last week that looks like Woody.
It looks like Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear.
The chin.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
We mentioned Starbucks, of course, Pumpkin Spice Day today. It has arrived. Now, Starbucks has launched a new phone hotline that plays fall sounds. It's, if you write the number down real quick, 1-833-GET-FALL. 833-GET-FALL. You can hear things like head out on a hayride or cozy up with your cup.
Wow.
And they're just different sounds of fall. So there you go. By the way, Oregon, the state where the most pumpkin spice lattes are consumed. How about that? And a survey asked people to name the most important things that you have to have in common in a relationship.
Oh, boy.
Top answers were long-term goals and shared values.
Yeah.
Similar sense of humor.
Okay.
And sex drive and overall attitude about sex.
Oh.
That was almost over, it was over just over 50%.
Top three.
Yes, and just under, just a hair under long-term goals and shared values. So apparently this year the sex is important, people. Boy, oh boy. Hello, Tinder. Wow, man. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carly, you had mentioned in things you should know.
Yes.
What Starbucks is doing now if you call Starbucks. So dialed up the number. Listen to this.
If you're coming here to spice up your leaf life, then you have definitely come to the right place. Dial 1 to head out on a hayride. Dial 2 to practice your pumpkin mantras. Dial 3 to cozy up with your cup. Dial 4 to hear flannel on repeat. Dial 5 to adventure to the pumpkin cream cold brew falls. Dial 6 for endless PSL perfection. Dial 7 to go on a lovely leaf crunching stroll. Dial 8 to knit sweaters with grandpa.
All right, I think I'm just going to dial 1 here.
Okay.
And this is what you get.
Sounds
hayride.
Good.
This is hayride.
Okay.
Hold on. Here it is.
One round trip around the pumpkin patch, coming right up. Oh, look, folks. Found my long lost lucky banjo on this here hay bale.
That's what you get when you call Starbucks and press 1.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just yet. Press 9 to go back to the main menu or stick around to go to another hayride.
There's a lot going on there.
Boy, that was quick.
Just going to put on my Calm app and listen to Matthew McConaughey.
You know what?
No offense, Starbucks, but I am, you know.
Press 1 or press 10.
Well, hello there.
There we go.
I'm Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We revealed another piece of Mike and Carla's big box at the 7 at top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now's your chance to guess. Ninth caller or, ninth caller. Got to be over 21. 702-739-9636.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a 3-day, 2-night houseboat rental from Lake Mead Mojave Adventures. It's time.
Carla, we have Debbie on the phone. Debbie's going to give it a shot. Identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, and you could win that humongous grand prize during the 96 Days of Summer. Go ahead. Give it a shot.
The air pump, the measuring cup. I'm going to go with door stopper, shaving cream, and a whistle.
Debbie, you got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's having a tough time with that one other item.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, keep at it.
That's a tricky one.
You know, you can play as many times as you want. Your next chance to play, 9 o'clock hour. Keep in mind, for those just catching up, you want more details on the big box, tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com.
All right.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3. KKLZ.
All you have to do is figure out what's in Mike and Carla's big box, phase 2, 96 Days of Summer. You can win that huge grand prize. Had one guest last hour. Everybody's having problems with that one item that's fully exposed.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, we have said it before. Everyday items.
Right. It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
It is. It,
when you find out what it is, it probably won't be, but
right.
You're going to go, oh, no, stop it.
And that's what it is. Oh. Okay, I get it. Next chance to guess. Next hour, details on the big box coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Otherwise, sunshine today. Going to be nice. High 109, 108 tomorrow, 88 now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Why, I don't know. The Nutty Professor getting another reboot.
What?
No details yet. Jerry Lewis did the original, 63. Eddie Murphy did it again in 96. There's another sequel. In 2000.
Right.
So we're going to do it again. We're going to redo it again. So I don't know why. It was bad the last two times.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was good. Jerry Lewis, but, yeah. Leave it at that. Just leave it at that. I don't know. I don't know why. There are no original ideas. And now I think everybody sat in pandemic hell and it's like, I can't think of anything new. Let's remake something. Let's do that. Everything is awesome. Let's do that. Paris Hilton, this is just... This is so good. She did an interview, and she said she's planning to freeze her eggs because she wants to have twins. She said, I think every woman should do it because you can really control it and not have that, oh, my God, I need to get married mindset. I want twins because then you get a girl and a boy all at once. So should work out perfectly, huh? I guess. Uh-huh.
I don't even know what to say.
Marty, you heard it.
Oh my
You're single.
God.
Swipe right, man. You are single, honey. Come on.
You know what? Don't even shoot for Kelly Clarkson.
No. No. Yeah.
Pass, go, get $200 and check out Paris Hilton.
Twins.
I know.
Because then you get a girl and a boy all at once.
Wow.
You can't date. No. You can date stupidity.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Oh. Oh, Morty. Yeah. Morty. Yes,
so naive.
Can.
Yeah. So naive.
Oh, there's no vaccine for that.
No, there's not.
No ask me.
Vaccine for that. Yes.
Ask me.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I not only dated it, I married it.
Yeah.
I mean, not this one. I mean, Jody's and perfect.
And there are three women raising their hand. Yeah. After right now,
Oh,
ask me.
And we got money.
Right? I know. Oh, I know. But she doesn't have to worry about that.
Oh,
she
well, that's one thing.
Married.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah.
And Morty. Money shouldn't be a problem.
No. Oh,
right.
Boy. And Queen Elizabeth, there were rumors that she'd probably return to Buckingham Palace this year in September. Well, she's not.
Oh, boy.
Due to the virus, she's going to stay away. I don't know who's going to, you know, show up and not do all the work she's not doing now. So I don't know what's going to happen there with all that paperwork piled up. But she is staying away to stay healthy. I mean, for the love of God, she's 95, I think. Mm-hmm. So good for you.
Okay, weren't they looking for somebody to, like... live on the property
to assist her,
right?
Yeah, they were looking for an assistant, but I don't know if they hired that. I think that was later last year, though.
Okay. I was gonna say that just became the easiest job because now you're doing nothing.
I know. Well, I'm bored. That's bored when she's here. I can't even light her swish her sweets or pour her Dubonnet anymore. So that's what I'm doing. What am I doing? Nothing. I'm just playing games here. Just playing games. I play with the corgis. That's what I do. Woof, woof. There we go. That is my take for now. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's Builder and Equal Housing Opportunity Builder.
Carla, read this email that we got because I want to know what other parents would say.
Yeah,
and what they think.
It's just kind of funny. Mike and Carla, I have a bet with my dad. We've agreed to let you and your listeners decide who's right. I've been driving for about a year and a half. I want to join my girlfriends at Lake Havasu next weekend. It must be the holiday weekend. They're going ahead of me, but my dad won't let me take the car on a road trip until I know how to change a tire and jump a battery. Which I think is ridiculous. Why would I need this when I have AAA?
Uh-huh.
I know. Oh, okay. I know in my parents' day, those were things you needed to know how to do before you drove a car. But honestly, I don't think even my dad knows how to change a tire.
Ouch.
I told him, you know what? You can cook, or you can't cook, but you still sit at the table and eat with us, don't you? I'm sure your listeners will think I'm being a 17-year-old brat, because I'm sure most of them are much older than myself. But really? Change a tire and jump a battery?
Well, I'll tell you right now, as a father of two girls.
Uh-huh.
And if she would have thrown that comment at me about not being able to cook, but you still sit at the table and eat.
Right.
She would never see a car.
Well, I have a feeling, for
a year.
Yeah. I have a feeling she and her dad have a good, playful relationship.
Well, let's hope so.
But she's right. You don't cook. You're eating. So,
well, as far as being right, I'm sure she is right. I'm sure maybe he doesn't cook, but he still eats. But in a house of a family that you have certain things, dad brings certain things to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So does mom. So does everybody.
Right.
That can't do this or that.
Right.
So to throw that argument at dad, I don't think, not a good ploy.
Right.
However, I would never, as a father of two daughters, I would never say until you're 18 or over.
Right.
You're taking a car anywhere outside of the city limits.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Because my brother's got to take it all the time. But, you know.
I'm just talking about my daughters.
Yeah, I know. What about your sons, just out of curiosity?
Probably not.
No? Okay. Because boys always got to do that. Girls didn't.
And I hear that.
But this is all about changing a tire and jumping a battery.
Okay.
And right now in this room, who knows how to change the tire on their car? Yeah. That'd be me and Morty. Yeah, I do too, but yeah.
Listen, I couldn't find my battery for a long time, and you were there when I found it.
I know,
Ashley.
And I had the jumper cables, as we recall, yes.
All right. What do other parents think about this?
Yeah.
702-739-9636. Yes. Should this girl be able to take the car at 17? On a road trip to Lake Havasu, it'd be the following weekend, Labor Day weekend, I think she's talking about.
Right.
Until she learns how to fix a tire or charge a battery. What do you think?
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we have this email, and it's from a young girl, 17 years old, wants to make a break for the Labor Day weekend down in Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Lake Havasu. Tells dad, hey, I want to go on a road trip. He says, not until you can fix a tire or jump a battery.
Yes, yeah.
And she actually pulled out the, well, you don't cook, but you still eat card.
Yes.
Which right there, as a father of two daughters, you say that.
Yeah.
You're not driving the car for a year.
As a daughter, clever.
Well, you might think it's clever.
Well, let me... I don't know. A lot of texts.
Okay.
A lot of phone calls.
You have one?
Well, one of them, I will say, and that was Tom, who said, I do think Carla's right. I have sons, and I wouldn't think twice about this.
Wow.
Interesting. A few
17
people
years...
mentioned the same thing with
All
regards
right.
to that.
Brad, what about you?
Well, you know what? There's two different things. If they don't want to cook for me 20 feet, I'm in the kitchen, I cook for myself. That's really simple. But she wants to take the car to Lake Havasu on Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
So she wants to drive one of the hottest days of the year.
Yeah.
And God forbid she breaks down in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah. And can't change a tire, a battery, whatever. Now you're sitting in the sun out there in the desert waiting for AAA. AAA is great, but it can't get there in seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
I have two daughters, one older, one younger. They both can do this. They can change their own oil, but they wanted to learn. I mean, they wanted to learn on their cars.
Yeah,
but it's not
smart.
It is a lost art. I run an auto parts store, man. I see some of the dumbest people come in here.
My dad taught me to change my own oil. I used to gap my own spark plugs.
Good.
Also, I know. I think it's put on a carburetor as well.
I think the daughter is missing the point that I think dad is just trying to be look out for her.
Right.
It's a safety issue.
It is.
You're in the middle of the desert, and she's going to be by herself. It sounds like
exactly.
Yeah.
No
yes.
Way
exactly.
Let her do that. That's my call.
See, you never know what's going to happen. So as just being a dad,
sure,
you're not going to drive down there by yourself.
And she's talking to her dad. Now, somebody said if I were her mom, I'd probably back dad up. Learn to change a tire, jump a battery. AAA is great, but what if you're in an area where you can't call them better safe? then sorry. I hope she has a tire to change. That's a whole other subject. Now, somebody, this is hilarious, said she needs to know, you know, there are a bunch of dead spots in the desert. AAA does no good if you can't reach them. Also, if she's like my daughter, her cell phone's always dead because she doesn't charge it. Wow. So there's that.
That's another issue.
Yes, it is.
For another weekend.
Oh, my God, I don't know what happened. I couldn't get a hold of them. Why?
Did they?
Yeah. Oh, my God, this is my battery's dead on my phone.
All right.
Oh, my
God. More people on the phone. Other people texting in. We'll get back to it here in a couple of minutes. The 17-year-old that emailed us about the road trip. Said dad wouldn't let her go until she knew how to change a tire or charge a battery. Said, hey, I'm hoping maybe people listening might side with me, but I'm not seeing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Barbara said, Carla, can't hurt to learn. I'm from Texas, never had to change a tire even on a backcountry road, but I know how. It's really not that hard. She should probably learn just because. Sue said it is necessary as a life skill. She said, I was the only one of six who could change the surprise flat in my 40s when my daughter and I, you know, took a road trip.
Right.
They did it when we bought a new Saturn. They gave us a little orientation on how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I was the only one that can do it because no one stopped on that cold winter Michigan morning as I changed that tire. Oh, and if you're in cold country, too, just as bad as the extreme heat. It's awful.
All right.
Awful.
Steve. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, the whole car thing and the battery and all that stuff, I get that, but I'm thinking to myself as a father of two sons, let alone a daughter, have a Sue weekend on a holiday?
Well, that's
no way.
That's what stood out to me. It's like, you can go the next weekend.
Right.
Yes.
Drive anywhere you want.
I wouldn't even go, and I'm 54. Come on, give me a break, kid.
Totally agree.
Have a good day. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. I'm not going.
Anybody thinking about that?
Pain in the butt.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, listen up, Morty. This might be something for you. Or with Christmas right around the corner, Carla.
Sure.
Something we might want to buy, Morty. They've invented the cargo cap. It's a baseball cap with cargo shorts-style pockets on the side.
Yeah.
if you want one, though, it's pretty spendy. $120.
What? Then why wear my cargo shorts?
Yeah.
Well, you wear your cargo shorts and the cargo hat. Then you got all these other pockets so you can get
an extra cargo.
The hat, so it's $120 and your dignity. So, yeah, that's all that'll cost you. No, these are pockets on my hat. Huh?
So I can put stuff in there.
Right. Hello, ladies.
So we skipped the cargo shirt and went straight to the hat.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, man.
Well, you knew this was going to happen yesterday. A teenager recorded herself on her phone complaining about her teacher's rules for the class's Zoom call. But as she's whining about everything, the teacher evidently, the girl didn't put the phone on mute or Zoom on mute.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So he could hear everything.
Oh, man.
Said, hey, listen, straighten up.
Okay.
And she looked mortified when she was busted.
She said,
Kids, you got to be careful on Zoom.
Yeah, you do. Everything is exposed
on
Zoom.
It just took one day.
It's just you in class, but everything in your house and around you.
And mom and dad put some clothes on.
Zoom. Yeah.
Walking around the house and stuff.
I know. It doesn't mean everybody. I think that was the first lesson for everyone yesterday. You got to wear underpants. Okay. All right. Listen, just a warning. NASA sent out over the weekend an asteroid could hit Earth. Just a day before the presidential election. So they say it's about almost 7 feet in diameter.
Oh.
And it has a slight chance of hitting America. Now, they believe that it might burn up in the atmosphere before it gets here, but just a heads up. So you may not be voting in person either. So you just never know. Never know.
It's like the movie Armageddon.
It is. It is.
Oh,
I know.
Boy.
I know. And, well, we were discussing some things off the air, but a 40-year-old woman, she, Nicole, she lives with her 59-year-old dad, and she punched him in the face repeatedly on Sunday because he wouldn't stop farting. So,
Well,
in
that's
the middle
what dads do.
Well, yes, that's it. And you live with me, So, hello.
I'll fart whenever
yeah.
I want.
Well, apparently it was really bad, and she punched him, and she was arrested for battery. But I don't know, Dad. Maybe, you know, put a cork in there. Maybe, look, you know.
Dad just turned her in?
Maybe, yeah. Well, he called the police. But, my dog yes. punched me because I have gas, okay?
You can't punch your back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he should, yeah. But it's his daughter.
Yeah,
and,
you can't
know,
hit
you
a
can't
girl.
Do that. No, not even if you own her. So you can't. Can't do this. Not anymore. Not anymore.
These self-righteous people.
Yes, Carla's kidding, people. Carla's
we're all kidding.
Kidding.
We're
if
all
you're
kidding.
Writing in, spell yeah. it right. Capital M, Mercedes, okay? Spell it right. It is Tuesday, your other news.
We revealed another piece of the big box earlier this morning. People are having a problem with one of the fully mm-hmm. exposed everyday items.
I know.
But if you think you can guess what items are in our big box, do it now. Call 702-739-9636. Caller number 9. You got to be 21 years of age or older. But give it a shot. We're looking for a big winner this morning. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a 3-day, 2-night houseboat rental from Lake Mead Mojave Adventures. It's time.
Carla, we have Kevin on the phone. Now, Kevin has played this for a while, so you know how it goes. Kevin, give us the five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box. Go.
Cheesecloth, a bicycle pump, a cell phone, sunglasses, and a bandana.
Ooh, Kevin, you got one out of five. We seem to be going backwards
yeah.
here. But, you know, you can play anytime you want, as many times as you want. Your next chance to play, Wendy Rush in the 11 o'clock hour. For those just catching up, if you want to check out the big box, do it by tapping the free KKLZ app on your smartphone. Or for complete rules and details and to see the box, 96.3KKLZ.com.
Okay, well, I'll keep trying.
All right, well, we wrap up our show every morning with a feel-good story. That's coming up after AC/DC.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's Feel Good Story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully start your day off on a positive note. Sometimes you just have to do a fun story, and this is that. A dog from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, went viral yesterday. She was videotaped helping out her owner, you know, pick up some food, that touchless thing. Went to Chick-fil-A. Owner pulled into the Chick-fil-A and socially distanced by having his dog run to Chick-fil-A's front doors for his order. He had stipulated. Dog grabbed the bag by its handles, ran back to her owner. Restaurant posted, using our mobile app for curbside delivery has never been more fun or easy. Just ask Ellie. She loves running to meet the team member, delivering her food and carrying it back to her owner. Apparently, she does this quite often. Her owner is being very, very careful. So, you know what? Go get it, Ellie. Go get my sandwich.
Go get it.
Yeah, good for you. Good for Ellie.
That's a nice story.
It's just fun. It's just a fun story. And I just always think about Squish. I'm
no chance.
That wouldn't make this it is, back to the truck.
This is exactly what it happens.
Yes. there you go.
Go get the food, Squish.
Where's my sandwich?
Yeah, Squish? No, I'm not doing it.
Where's my...
Move, Squish. The... Nope, not doing it.
Where's the bag?
Wait, why is it hot out here? No.
That's awesome. Well, that's like the, you know, at the aviator games, you see that bat dog.
Yes, the bat dog. Yes.
He'd go out and grab the bat and, well, hopefully we'll see that again soon.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed. Would love to see minor league baseball back.
Yeah,
well, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or give us your local good feel-good story. Just call us up, 702-739-9636. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next, as we said before. She'll have your next guest as to figure out what's in Mike and Carla's big box, 11 o'clock hour, recapping our show. Well, it's hand-me-down. It's a national secondhand wardrobe day today.
Yes, it is.
So we talked about those hand-me-down clothes.
Aww.
Road trip? Boy, didn't get very much support from our listeners, this 17-year-old who emailed us saying Dad wouldn't let her drive by herself down to Lake Havasu for Labor Day weekend fun.
Because she couldn't change a tire or charge her battery. That's why.
Okay. And Morty, we tried to convince Morty, it's just, you can't date stupid. You can, actually. You can date stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, Paris Hilton. Anyhow.
Wouldn't have to worry about the money, though, Morty, so.
True, Morty.
You got
Morty.
That going for you.
Very true.
And about does it for us. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.